Well, starting in February, I started holding a series of town meetings on crime in different parts of the city, Price Hill and Avondale and Madisonville and some others, and we'd have 100 or so citizens who'd just come and talk about what their crime problems were in their neighborhood. And remarkably, in each case, it was the same thing. It was kids, mostly, you know, teenagers roaming the streets late at night in their neighborhoods, and people were afraid. Elderly people were afraid to walk the streets and afraid to leave their homes, and people were scared, and they told me they wanted a curfew.
And the curfew applies for what? Kids under 18? Everybody?
Yeah, it's 15 and under have to be off by 10, 17 and under have to be off by 12. And so they said they wanted a curfew, so I started looking into curfews and found out that if you look around the country, the city that everybody seems to be focusing on is Phoenix. They have what they call recreational curfew, and what they do is they don't lock kids up. The kids that are taken off the street have to get to go to a recreation center where they can, you know, play shoot hoops or do whatever recreation activities there are.
Do they have cookies?
Pardon me?
Do they serve cookies?
Not to my knowledge, but I think that sounds like a great idea.
Nutrition's important if you're going to be playing athletics.
No question. So anyway, so that's basically what we modeled this after, and is the recreational curfew in Phoenix, and I've been out there to look at it, and so that's really how it came about.
You know, Mr. Heimlich, while it may be a lot of fun to shoot hoops and eat cookies, it sounds a little bit like martial law to me.
By the way, Chris is here now.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi, how's it going?
Fine.
I was running a little late tonight.
Well, that happens with all of us sometimes. Well...
Anyways, martial law, react against that accusation.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you're being serious or not, but the fact is that we have different rules in a lot of areas for juveniles than we do for adults. You know, we don't let 12-year-olds drive a car. We don't, we don't let them buy a gun, that kind of thing. And I don't think it's unreasonable to require that at certain hours that relatively young kids are not allowed out on the street. I drove along. This is as much for the protection of the young people as it is for the protection of the community. It was about 2 weeks ago at about 12:30 in the morning. I was out on Warsaw Avenue. I saw a group of kids sitting on the street, and I got out of my car, and I walked over, and I said, how old are you guys? One was 7, the other was 8, another was 10, another was 11, another was 15.
What time was this?
About 12:30 in the morning, Saturday morning.
Yeesh.
What are kids 7, 8 years old doing out in the street at 12:30 in the morning?
Did you ask them?
Yeah.
What were they doing?
They were just hanging out. They were about a mile from their house, and they just liked to hang out.
Yeah, well, were they committing any crimes or defacing anyone's property or spray-painting cars?
No, but I do think that they themselves were in danger. I think when you have 7 and 8 year old kids, no, or not to, or whether it's or 10 or 11 year old kids, I think to be out on Warsaw Avenue at 12:30 in the morning, I think they are in danger.
Well, Mr. Heimlich, when you were a youngster, didn't you play kick the can until all hours of the night?
I don't know if I played that, but I probably did something similar.
Rob and myself were always up late. Heck, when I was a kid, I'd stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning playing outside if I had some friends to play with.
Yeah, well, I guess all I'd say is that in today's urban environment, things aren't what they used to be, and it's just not real safe. And it isn't real safe for young kids to be out on the street late at night.
When's the curfew go into effect?
Starts this Friday, July 1st.
Will there be like a grace period, like if you get, you know, the first week of it, because maybe not everybody knows about it, they'll just get taken home or something?
Well, that isn't scheduled as such, though I imagine that we have it set up, Roy, so the first offense goes on what we call the unofficial docket. So, in effect, they've got a first chance free anyway, if you will.
So what? That's awful nice of you.
Okay, if a kid gets picked up at 2 in the morning, what happens to him?
He's taken to a recreation center.
He gets taken to a rec center?
Yeah.
How does he get home?
Well, they call a parent or guardian.
Ah.
And they pick them up. If nothing else, you know, one of the complaints that a lot of people have had is that not enough parents are taking responsibility for their own kids.
Hallelujah.
And that's the major problem. We wouldn't need a curfew in the first place if they were. If nothing else, this is going to require parents to get their you-know-whats out of bed and get down and pick their kid up.
Well, Mr. Heimlich, just between you and I, it sounds like that you have some ideas here that resemble more of a police state than a free country. I compiled a list for you of some plausible things that a youngster might be doing at 2-3 o'clock in the morning that wouldn't be putting himself or herself in danger or endangering others or breaking any laws.
Okay, let's hear them.
Well, for example, what if you have some young aspiring astronomers who are gazing at the nighttime sky?
Well,
would you arrest them?
Well, those young aspiring astronomers can do it in front of their own place or on their own property. They don't have to be out on the streets.
Well, sometimes it's nice to get away from home where you can get a clearer view of the sky.
City lights can ruin your view through the telescope.
What if you have a young lad serenading his first love? You know, love does make young boys do crazy things.
Now, that should be an exception.
See, you're already starting to agree with me.
I always agree with you guys.
What if you have some kids that are studying possums for the school zoology project?
Well, actually, there are several exceptions in the statute. Maybe we ought to talk about those.
Ah, it's about time we got around to a few.
The possum clause.
Besides the being a loved one, one is if the child's with parent or guardian. Another if the child's working or, like, on the way to or from work, like a fast food restaurant or something.
How do you know the kids aren't just up real early? Remember, nighttime is when the fun begins.
Now, remember, I haven't got to my third exception. The third exception is if they are at a church, school, or a legitimate after-hours function with permission of parent or guardian.
What if they just got out of the midnight showing of Pink Floyd's The Wall?
I would say if they're with permission of parent or guardian, that's okay.
What, do they have to have a note with them?
Well, I don't know.
You're just going to arrest them without a note, take them down to City Hall or the Recreation Center, feed them some cookies. Might get some irate parents coming down.
Where did we get these cookies from? You guys kind of slipped that one
in. You're
the
one that brought up the cookies, Mr. Heimer.
You threw that in with the astronomy, and you know it.
If a kid's making his way home after a late show, after a concert or something, can he still get picked up? Plays Bogarts, and he's not dawdling or.
I would say
if he is dawdling, checking out the babes.
But he's heading home.
The young ladies.
You know, I would be very, be careful. You know, that sounded like a politically incorrect statement you made.
Mr. Heimlich, we have another suggestion for you.
I hate to hear it.
Yeah, you might want to throw this up to Roxanne Qualls. It's in regard to Chris and Rob Day in Cincinnati.
Oh, Chris and Rob Day?
Yeah, we wrote the proclamation for you. You just have to present it to her, okay?
Yeah, we're working on that right now.
It's being typed as
we speak.
Okay, you can take some notes on this. Whereas Chris and Rob have been the best talk show in the Queen City going on 37 years, and whereas Chris and Rob were thrown out of Denver for ugly reasons dealing with Colorado's blue laws, and...
Well, there are laws against lying, so I have a problem with that first statement.
Whereas Chris and Rob do a number of fine things for the residents of Cincinnati, including tipping them off to No Anchovies Pizza, the coolest pizza parlor in the world. It's there on Ludlow by the Dirty Movie Parlor. And whereas Chris and Rob keep the lovely gym off the streets at least one night a week, I, Roxanne Qualls, do hereby declare July 5th, 1994, Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show in Cincinnati. Women are encouraged to expose their breasts to them. Men are encouraged to seek their counsel and buy them sliders. This I have declared, and this it shall be, Roxanne Qualls, Mayor of Cincinnati.
What do you think?
Given the content of that, I'm not going to touch that one.
Now, let's suppose, Mr. Heimlich, you pick up a bunch of these, 14-year-olds, hell, 8-year-olds, what the heck,
yeah.
And they say, well, we were just going down to our friend's house to tune into the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. You still going to take them in?
Is that exception number 4?
That, to me, is an extra incentive to arrest them.
You could...
They ought to be. In that case, though, they should be convicted of bad taste.
You could at least tune in the late night talk show at your cute little recreation center.
Yeah, we're going to have special radios set up to enable all of our curfew violators to listen to the Rob and Chris show.
I like that name.
Or Chris and Rob show, whatever.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about this curfew issue?
Well, actually, guys, in seriousness, one of the Baptist ministers, are working with us on this. They're going to be monitoring this and working with the kids. One of them, Dr. Brown, made the statement that it's better for a mother to get woken up in the middle of the night and be told her kid's been taken to a recreation center than be told he's been taken to the hospital or the morgue. And I think there's a lot of truth in that. Too many kids have left their homes and headed for the streets of the city and never returned, and we're trying to we're trying to change that.
Call me a pessimist, but I see this thing taking off like gangbusters, and then like 9 months later, the cops are going to be complaining, I got enough things to do without tracking down kids who are wandering around out late, and the rec centers will start to fall to pieces. How are you going to keep the enthusiasm high for this project?
Well, actually, that's a good point. The difference between this curfew and other ones that have been in effect before is it only takes about 10 or 15 minutes of the officer's time. They fill out a card, drop the kid at a rec center, and get back on the street. The rec center is the key. They'll be staffed by a police officer and some recreation employees. The idea is that the officers don't have to spend a lot of time processing the paperwork and stuff like that. They just drop the kid at the center and get on the street. And that's the key to maximize the use of the officer's time.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us tonight, Mr. Heimlich.
Hey, that's okay. I enjoyed it.
We'd like to encourage the American youth of their American independence and discourage the man from sticking his finger in somebody else's face.
Well, that's great. Now, don't I get a free car or something for being on the show?
I tell you what, that Lisa in your office, she does a fine job. Why don't you give her a raise?
I'll be happy. Will you guys pitch in for that?
Lisa's wonderful.
Mr. Heimlich, would you like a free slice of no anchovies pizza? It's the best pizza in the whole world.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, consider it digested.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444.
When you're a jet, all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a jet, let them do what they can. You've got brothers around, you're a family man. You're never alone, you're never disconnected. You're home with your own, when company's expected, you're well protected. Then you are set with a capital J, which you'll never forget till they cart you away. When you're a jet, you stay a jet.
Now I know Tony like I know me, and I guarantee you can count him in.
In, out, let's get cracking.
Where are you gonna find Bernardo?
It ain't safe to go into PR territory.
We had the dance tonight at the gym.
Yeah, but the gym's neutral territory.
Hey, Rab, I'm gonna make nice with him. I'm only gonna challenge him.
Great, Daddy-o. So listen. Everybody dress up sweet and sharp. Meet Tony me at the dance at the 10. And walk tall.
We always walk tall.
We're jets.
The greatest.
When you're a jet, you're the top cat in town. You're the gold medal kid with the heavyweight crown. When you're a jet, you're the swingin'est thing. Little boy, you're a man. Little man, you're a king.
The jets are in gear. Our cylinders are clinking. The shots are still clear. Cause every Puerto Rican's a lousy chicken.
Here come the jets like a bat out of hell. Someone gets in our way, someone don't feel so well.
Here come the jets, little world's left aside. Better go underground, better fade.
Hi, Cincinnati, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the whole buggin' ever-loving late-night talk show.
749-1444 is the phone number. We'd like to congratulate Phil Heimlich on winning that slice of free pizza from No Anchovies.
Congratulations, Phil.
We got Mike up next. Let me remind you that a little later in tonight's program, we're going to be talking to ex-president of the United States, Mr. President
James Earl Carter.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
We're going to call him down at his plantation, his peanut plantation down there in Georgia. Aren't we?
Should be fun.
You know, Jimmy Carter wrote a new book of poetry.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll ask him about it.
I bet he lusts.
In his heart.
Yeah. Hello, Mike. You're on the air with Chris.
And Rob.
What's up?
Hey,
I think if my parents think I'm allowed out past midnight and I'm 17, I think I'm allowed.
Cool.
I mean, what's up with that?
Well, they say they're protecting you.
Well, I thought this was America.
It is.
Well, it sounds like communism to me.
Well,
actually, communism would probably let you out late. It's them martial law type countries like
Albania.
Yeah, like Albania.
Romania.
Romania.
During the Ceausescu years.
In the old days.
China
these days. China today.
They're going to bust me outside Bogarts?
Yeah.
They're going to bust you outside Bogarts and make you shoot basketball.
Just because you're ugly and you're young.
Oh, man.
They're going to take you somewhere. They're going to sit on you and put a Parcheesi board in your hand.
Give you your just desserts, including cookies.
Well, that's all I have to say. I just think it's cool that the government can tell me what.
Well, you can't buy a gun. You can't. Well, I guess you can drive a car. We have special rules for you youngsters. We're looking out for your best interest.
Write a letter to Roxanne and tell her Chris and Rob sent you.
All right, well, I just thank this great nation of mine that takes care of me then, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks, Mike.
I'm glad we could provide the forum for the angst-ridden youth of America.
The youth of today. 749-1444. You know, from my own personal experience, now keep in mind, I'm not a gangster. I'm a regular guy.
You're not a gangbanger.
Well, I'm not a gangster.
Okay.
And when I was a kid, oh, anywhere from like 10 on up, my mother would let me out late. Pretty much as late as I want. But then again, I didn't get in trouble very much. And I didn't get beat up on too much because I'm kind of tough. I mean, I'm not the toughest. But I didn't get beat up too much.
You were beating up little kids.
Oh, no, I wasn't beating nobody up. I'm a nice guy.
You were like 12th grade. You'd grab some 6th grader, kick his ass to impress all the other 12th graders.
Rob, when you were a wee tyke, were you allowed
streetlights! I'm home.
Greg, you're on the air with Chris and Rob.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
I can't help it, Mom. The streetlight was burned out. I didn't know what time it was. What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. Just sitting here smoking a cigarette.
Hey, good for you.
Yeah. So, what do you think about that little Roberto Dion deal? I know that happened a while ago, but still, I think...
I really wasn't in favor of it. You know, that Deion Sanders is a little overpaid. He's a little too big for his britches.
I think he's a little... I don't know.
And Roberto Kelly was actually a pretty darn good ball player and still is.
Yeah, we got the butt end of the deal. I mean, look what he's doing now with the Braves, you know?
Hey, well, Deion's doing a hellacious job for the Reds. He's batting over 300. He's leading a team in stolen bases.
Yeah.
And so far, it's pretty even. The thing that everyone, all the so-called experts, are saying is Kelly is pretty much peaked. Kelly is a darn good player,
yeah.
But you can pretty well expect Kelly from 290 to 310 and play decent center field every year, whereas Deion, maybe next year, 2-3 years down the road, will become some kind of Ken Griffey Jr. type mega superstar and hit 340 and steal 90 bases and stuff.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
How old are you?
16.
Are you allowed out late at night?
Yeah.
Yeah? How late is the latest you've ever been out in your whole life?
About 3.
So about 3. Did anybody hassle you?
Not really.
What were you doing till 3 o'clock in the morning, you youngster?
I was up at Kenwood Lanes with a couple of my friends just goofing off, and I got bored and decided to walk home.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what if you'd have been walking home, and the man had pulled over and said, "Hey, boy, what you doing?" And you would have said, "I'm walking home," and he'd have taken you down to some place, made you play billiards.
I wouldn't mind it. Billiards is okay, but...
Okay, well,
if he made me play basketball or something, I probably would have just laughed at him.
Just smoked a cigarette and sat there on the bleachers.
Maybe this isn't a detriment. Maybe this is going to make more kids go out so they can go down to this rec center and shoot some hoop and eat some free cookies.
I'm not really the athletic type. I can get into baseball and tennis, but that's about it. I really don't care much for basketball.
Just a thought, babe.
Okay. And did either of you catch the Metallica show about a week ago?
Missed it, but I wanted to go. I saw them about 3-4 years ago when I played up at the Coliseum.
Yeah, it was a pretty good show.
Did they rock?
Oh, they were great.
Those guys rock.
Somebody got paralyzed in that show, didn't they?
Yeah, some dude, some guy who he climbed up the steel girders and dove back into the crowd, and this guy got kicked in the head and knocked him out.
Rob, if people are getting paralyzed at these rock concerts, do you think we should let them go?
Probably not, man.
Maybe we should not let people go to rock concerts anymore. They should stay home and watch them on MTV.
Don't let that Roxanne chick find out about that. She might quarantine us from going to concerts.
Or Phil, because he'll make you stay home and watch it on VH1.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for your call, Greg. You're brilliant.
Hey, I got a question for you.
All right.
Do you think that MTV is going to televise that Woodstock thing that's coming up?
It's going to be filmed. They'll make another movie out of it. Who cares? Except Metallica will be there.
They might put a little Pepsi logo in the corner the whole time, like they're doing on the World Cup soccer games.
Oh, man.
All right.
That Woodstock thing is ridiculous. We're not going to talk about that until our August. We'll have a Woodstock show in August.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Later.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Seems like we just started a half an hour ago, but we're 25 minutes deep into the show. My goodness, how time flies when you're having a heck of a whole lot of fun. 2:25 in the a.m. Talked to Phil Heimlich a little bit earlier. If you missed that, you missed something special, let me tell you. We've got Dan on with Chris and Rob. What up?
I just wanted to say that last caller was a geek.
Well, that's his prerogative.
Why, because he doesn't shoot basketball?
Oh, just everything. There are 4 of us here, and he kind of just got to all of us.
Well, Dan, how do we know you're not really a geek?
I might be. I don't know, but...
Tell us something cool, so we know that you're cool. Come on. Impress us with your coolness.
All right, Dan.
What?
Pearl Jam rocks, too, man.
Yeah, wrong. All right.
Yeah. Well, you haven't convinced me yet that you're not a geek.
Oh, man.
Play a lot of chess?
Chess?
Yeah, can you play chess?
No.
No, you're a geek because only cool people play chess. 749-1444.
Okay, maybe only cool people play chess, but do all cool people play chess?
And win. Gotta win.
You said,
I hear that the World Chess Federation is going to start a new policy that's going to make the game quicker. They're going to have a new high-speed chess game where you have to make your move in like 30 seconds, and it's supposed to make it more televisable.
Makes a lot of sense. I mean, those games where they take 2-3 hours between...
Whoa, listen to that guy. What'd you say, Rob?
Those matches where they take 2-3 hours between moves are just ridiculous. Hey, James! Tell your homeboys to shut up!
Yeah, James, what up?
Yeah, man.
Hey, man.
What's up?
How you doing tonight, James?
Okay.
How old are you?
22.
22?
Yep.
Remember back in the old days when you were like 14?
No, not really.
Okay. Too many drugs, huh?
Yeah.
Been imbibing just a little too hard.
Hello?
Last couple years. Hello.
Hey, you guys can go Cooters and hang out with me Saturday night?
Maybe. We might see you there. Rob and I will be hanging out by the girls' bathroom.
We can look for girls and listen to Beastie Boys.
Cool. You guys are definitely cool and not geeks like that other guy.
You guys going to Lollapalooza this year?
No, that ain't cool.
Beastie Boys are there.
Really?
Okay, we'll be there then.
All right, thanks.
All right.
749-1444. We'll take one more call and we'll play another song.
The Beastie Boys are the hip band this year with all the kids.
I get it. We've been hip for a while.
All right, we'll take a call, we'll do a song, and we'll talk to Jimmy. How's that sound?
Put Jimmy on.
Well, we don't have Jimmy on right now. We have Barbara. Ooh, Barbara, hey, how you doing?
I'm fine.
It's great to have a woman call in the first half hour of the program. Sometimes this show is way too testosterone driven.
I can tell that.
Well, okay, Barbara.
Thanks for adding
how
some
old
estrogen.
Are you?
I am 18. So I just missed the curfew.
Lucky you. You know, I turned 19 the year that they moved the drinking age up to 19. I got lucky.
You sure did.
Yeah.
How old do you have to be, like, for the curfew?
What, 12 and under, or 15 and under has 10 p.m. and 17 and under is midnight, something like that?
That's really stupid.
Well, that's what we tried to argue the point with Mr. Heimlich, and,
Well, I know when I was, you know, 17, or 16 and 17, I mean, I had a job where I didn't get off till 2 in the morning.
Well, he said there would be exceptions for people going to and from work.
What about if you get off from work? You want to hang out with your friends for a little while? You don't want to go right home?
When I was,
No, you don't, young lady. You want to go home. You don't want to hang out. What
Barbara,
do you mean?
When I was 16 years old, I worked at this pizza place. Oh, upstate aways.
Called No Anchovies?
No, it was a different pizza place back in them days.
Now
pizza.
You wish you worked there.
Yeah, I know.
You
wish
really
did,
wish you
that
worked.
That would be cool.
That would be great to
right.
work there now.
Anyway, I worked at this pizza place when I was 16 because I was making money so I could pay for my car insurance so I could drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I worked at this pizza place, and they were open till like 12 on the weekends. And, you know, by the time you mop up and all that jazz, it's about 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning. And we used to go sit out on the hill behind, there was a big hill behind the pizza place. And we used to go sit back there and experiment with beer.
Experiment? Did you put in test tubes?
Would look down on the people swimming late night at the apartment swimming pool back there.
And how are they going to make exceptions for people who, like, work?
Of course, you're not supposed to be drinking if you're underage, and I do not advocate that.
Yeah.
However,
Chris, you haven't opened your mouth once without mentioning beer or drugs so far in, today.
Then I must be cool.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
if you could mention the Beastie Boys a few more times.
By the time we were sitting back there drinking Coca-Colas and talking about girls we liked, and that was kind of cool. And if we had gotten hassled by the man, we'd have been a little miffed because we just wanted to relax after work.
You would have been little scared suburban craps who would have thought it was so cool to go to school the next day and say, man, we were just sitting back there, and the man came up to us, and we said, screw you, cop, and he left, and because we were so bad, he thought we were going to, like, kick his ass
no
and
way.
Beat him up with his
no
own
way.
Stick.
You were not even tough.
No, that's what you, that's the story you would have told your friends, whereas the real story would have been, here. Hey, what are you guys doing here?
Nothing, I'm not doing anything, I'm sorry, I'm not doing anything, I'm sorry.
How are they going to know if kids got off work? Couldn't anyone just say, well, I just got off work and I'm going home?
Shh, Barbara, shh. You'll ruin the whole system. Yeah.
Well, that upsets me.
Well, thanks for calling, Barbara. We're glad to have you aboard.
You know, the none of those rights that we have in America, they don't kick in until you're 18.
Or 21.
Some of them.
Or 35.
Well, there's the right to Nintendo.
Ah, that one's, that's...
That's been abolished.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Good night. 749-1444. I'm Chris and he's Rob. And this is a late night talk show. Okay, let me also add that there's a proposed 800% tax increase on cigarettes that some congressmen are talking about. 800%! And I don't even smoke, and that makes me mad. 749-1444. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Introduce our next caller, Rob.
We've got Trixie. How you doing, Trixie?
Okay.
What's sticking in your craw tonight, Trixie?
I'm pretty pissed about that curfew.
How old are you, Trix?
I'm 18.
Well, you're too old, so why are you mad?
I just hate it because my brother and my sisters can't go out and have fun at night.
If accompanied by an adult, so if you're there with them.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask. If I take them out somewhere at night, I was going to ask, can they stay out with me?
Yeah,
I bet you can. I'm sure Mr. Heimlich will concur.
Didn't he say if they're accompanied by an adult, it's cool?
He said as long as Trixie's with
them. Keep them at home and feed them cookies.
Take them home, make them play backgammon, and feed them cookies and orange juice.
Sorry, they're not big cookie eaters.
Well, maybe that's their problem. What else is going on, Trixie?
Watching a video.
Which one?
The one I go to the movie theater at midnight and watch. The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, you're real keen on that Rocky Horror
Picture Show,
aren't
you? What did they call it last week
if you see
the video?
Oh, if you see the video,
slut.
A video slut.
Yes.
So you're a video slut.
No, because I've been to see the movie in the theater.
But you're just slutting around a little bit tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it. Well, anything else to add, or should we take another call?
You should take another call.
All right, well, thanks for calling us, Trixie. We love you, babe. Don't go changing.
Bye.
Bye.
2468, everybody. 749-1444.
So no one so far thinks the curfew is a good idea, at least on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
So far, I think we have 0% in favor of a curfew.
And that'd be 100% anti-curfew.
Come on, let's get a call from a blue-haired old lady. Hello, Richie. You're on the air with Chris and Rob.
Yeah, you know Belinda, her show.
I'm familiar with her.
Does she do that show Naked for Real?
I've heard. We don't know for sure, but I've heard. In case you
that's the name
in.
Of a show, Naked for Real.
No, it's called The Bubbles in the Think Tank, and it's on Sunday evening, and it's a cool show.
We should call our show Naked for Real from now on.
Okay.
It's a Chris and Rob Naked for Real show.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we're
naked for real.
749-1444. Let me add later on. We're gonna talk to Jimmy Carter. Yeah, that's right, Jimmy Carter.
The former president?
Yeah, he's got a new book of poems coming out, and it's called Always a Reckoning, and it's a collection of 45 poems.
We got Greg again. Is this the same Greg or a different Greg?
Same one.
Same Greg.
What do you want?
Yeah, that guy who called me a dork.
Yeah?
I may be a dork, but he's not a fag.
Okay.
Anyway.
You're tough. You told him.
He is tough. He is so tough. Greg, you're so tough.
He told him, man.
So Always a Reckoning by Jimmy Carter.
Always a Reckoning.
We're real excited. We've never had an ex-president on, Richard Nixon called once.
Nixon called, yes, that's right.
From beyond the grave. Because you know that Nixon death was all faked.
It was. They really went to Arizona.
Jeanette, you're on the air.
Hi,
how's it going?
Fine. I was going to comment about Bubbles in the Think Tank. I've been there a couple times, and yes, we do sit around naked and by candlelight.
Well, great. That's great. I'm happy for you.
Does being naked help the creative juices flow when you're mad living?
Always.
You know, Rob and I are partially naked right now.
Really?
Yeah, Rob is showing me his, what do you call them on a guy? Nipples?
Nipples.
Yeah, Rob is showing me his nipples right now, and they look good too, baby. They look good. Anything else to comment?
Oh, no.
Rob's got
well, call your show Naked for Real from now on.
Naked for Real?
Naked for Real.
Okay,
that Bubbles in the Think Tank's kind of old. Go with Naked for Real.
749-1444. Listen to this.
Do we have any choice?
That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not as cool as the Beastie Boys, but it's pretty cool.
It's kind of cool.
Kind of cool flute music. So we were talking curfew, but we'll keep it open for him if you want. Yeah. You can talk about nakedness. Or anything that's sticking in your craw.
Did you know that drinking alcohol shrinks your brain?
Yep, sure did.
Autopsy of alcoholics lately have been showing that if you drink 8 beers a day, your brain will shrink.
8 beers a day? My gosh, you could drink that much. No one.
Rob, I know you can drink 8 beers a day.
Not for any length of time.
Weeks and weeks on end.
No, only...
I've seen you, babe.
Only like 4 years.
Rob, remember when we were... heady undergraduates in our old college days.
There may have been a 4-year block out of my life when I could have accomplished such a feat. I might have graduated, like, on the dean's list or something if my brain wouldn't have been shrinking the whole time. Leroy, what's going on?
Nothing much.
How's it hanging?
Pretty low and hard.
That's always good to know.
Yeah, dude. Hey.
What do you want, Leroy?
When do you think they're going to legalize marijuana in Ohio?
Not soon enough, man. You got these guys, you know, they all run around like, I'm a conservative. And then this is a basic conservative position to take, and you can't find a politician with the cojones to stand up and say, legalize marijuana.
Well, why don't you do it then?
We've been doing it since the show began.
Oh, well,
you know, Dear Abby the other day came out in her little newspaper column and said, we should really consider legalizing some drugs like marijuana. And, boy, she just got a flood of mail saying, Dear Abby, you have totally lost your mind. And we're not even nearly in her league yet.
I guess she ain't rolled a big enough one, did she?
No, she sure hasn't.
All right, you're cool.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't listen to the Beastie Boys.
What do you listen to?
I listen to all the hard shit, like Metallica, Danzig.
All right.
Oh, did you go to the Met concert?
No, I missed it.
You're not cool then.
But my friend,
Hey, dude, don't be doing that.
My friend is the one who got paralyzed.
That's too bad.
How old are you, Leroy?
20.
All right. It's too bad you're too old to be curfewed. You're a rebel, man. You're a rebel without a clue.
Where
thanks.
And maybe all someone could take away his phone privileges.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Phil, pick that guy up.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm starting to agree with Phil. I'm starting to agree. Okay, we're going to play a song. We'll be right back.
Hold on. Here's the deal.
44. What's the deal?
I think if the rec center is really fun and, like, they have the good cookies, like those grasshopper kind.
Yeah.
Or, like, Nutter Butters. If they have Nutter Butters, I personally will dress up like a 14-year-old just to get picked up.
Say the phone number again.
749-1444.
Good evening, Cincinnati. It's 3:15, and on the quarters here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, we usually provide a up-to-the-minute, accurate weather forecast from our staff crack weatherman, Rob.
But since none of the five of us thought to buy a newspaper,
all right,
it's supposed to be pretty nice today, though, I think.
Okay.
Did you see the guy that took Pat Barry's place yet?
No, is he any good?
Well, he's a pill. I never thought I'd miss Pat. This guy's a stiff. Right.
I got an announcement I'd like to make.
Lay it on us.
The Cincinnati Recreation Commission is offering additional lifeguard jobs at 8 locations.
Cool.
And I'm telling you, this is a wonderful way to meet members of the opposite sex. All right.
Do you have to know how to swim?
Yeah.
Damn.
They got a course, though.
Oh, really?
All right. If you live in Avon, English Woods, Filson, Lincoln, Millvale, North Fairmount, Winton Hills, and Ziegler.
Filson?
Wherever the heck that is. They need lifeguards in them places. Applicants must be at least...
They've got the girls in Metallica.
What's that?
Hello?
What'd you say?
This is not Todd, man.
Okay, you interrupted me. Can I finish?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Applicants must be at least 15 years old and be home by 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Unless you're already certified, candidates also must attend a basic lifeguard course that begins on Tuesday, 9 o'clock in the morning.
What they do is they take a antifreeze jar, like one of those big 2-gallon antifreeze bottles, cartons, jugs.
Yeah.
They fill it with sand and they throw it in the deep end and you gotta dive down and get it and pull it out.
Cool. All right, so if you want to be a lifeguard, and I know you do, because it's a great way to meet chicks.
Because you can do jackknifes off the lifeguard chair and not get thrown out.
352-4018. That's 352-4018. And I'm telling you, you can save a life today.
Cannonball.
Okay, hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
So what?
Hi, how are you?
I'm alive.
Okay, good.
How old are you?
17.
And what do you do at 2 o'clock in the morning? Have you ever been out that late?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Concert.
Not anymore, buddy.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Curfew. Curfew goes into effect Friday. You're 17. You can stay out until midnight.
Okay.
12:01, you'll get picked up by a police officer.
Like, that's never happened before.
And you'll be taken to a recreation center and given a basketball.
Ooh, fun.
Do they offer indoor hockey too?
Oh, I don't know. It could get violent.
Slam ball?
What? Maybe they'll do those deals where you got to walk around like a crab and you got to kick the ball over the other team's goal. That crab soccer.
I had that in school one time, man. That is so stupid.
Hey, it's good for your arms, man.
Okay, well, fella, you called us. What did you want?
Yeah, well, I'm like a first-time caller, but I've been listening for a while. And I remember the first show I listened to, Chris, you had left the studio, and you were trying to call from the Norwood White Castle.
Right.
And Rob and some other chick were ripping on you, and Rob said he looked like a big wet toe.
Right.
A big wet toe.
A big wet toad.
You said he looked like a big wet toe.
Frog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a year or two ago.
Yeah, you're bringing back some awful fond memories here, buddy.
Yeah, because
Your minutes are numbered.
I was at the White Castle at that time, and you were cussing.
Really?
At the phones for not working.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty neat.
Cool, wasn't it?
I guess so.
Brush with greatness.
Are you allowed to be out that late?
Yeah.
Are you sure? That was about 5 o'clock in the morning.
My parents really don't give a crap.
Well, we should have thrown your butt into a recreation center and given you a basketball. 749-1444. And call me back next week. Just don't bring up any more of them bitter memories. Besides, I've moved on in my life now. I'm not like I used to be.
What? What's that mean? Rabbit. You've evolved into a rabbit. Salamander?
Rabbit.
Hey, we got Jimmy Carter at 3 o'clock. That's in only 10 minutes, yeah. Supposedly, if he's up.
All right, 749-1444. Let's get some music. Because music is good.
Music is good. It's wholesome.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
All right.
Hey, we've got a Zhirinovsky update. I don't know how you like those.
Really? Give us a Zhirinovsky update.
Officials today, which is actually yesterday. Officials yesterday were waiting.
Wait a minute. In case we haven't talked about Zhirinovsky in a while, refresh our listeners' minds just who is Vladimir Zhirinovsky.
He's ultra-nationalist, representative to the Russian Congress, or whatever they call it over there now. I forgot. I took Russian in my heady undergraduate days.
Yeah.
That part of my brain must have shrank.
And yet...
What's it called? They don't call it the same thing anymore?
It's Russia, okay? Get on with it.
Okay, anyway, he'd be like, I guess, like Newt Gingrich.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. Okay, the officials yesterday were waiting for ultra-nationalist leader Vladimir Zhirinovsky to wake up to see what he would do a day after he seized a governor's office and threatened to shoot local officials. Monday, Zhirinovsky took over the office and threatened to fire everybody before leaving 3 hours later with the warning he would have everyone shot. After a wild party Monday night, Zhirinovsky was still sleeping in mid-morning in his hotel room. This guy knows how to party.
What a souse.
I mean, everybody else just kind of parties and then talks to women and then drives around and has fun. Vladimir, he has a party. He takes over an office. He doesn't screw around. Then he threatens to shoot local officials.
Well, let's talk about some good news.
Give us some good news.
Whiskers the dog.
Who's Whiskers?
Whiskers the dog, he was given credit on Saturday for saving the life of his owner who fell asleep while he was smoking.
Whiskers was smoking?
Yeah.
What the heck are they doing giving a dog a cigarette?
Andy Gray, who's 31 years old and is allowed to stay up late, was smoking in his bed, and the dog started barking and woke him up.
How many people are just stupid?
Here's to Whiskers.
Hey, Whiskers!
Okay, we need more dogs like that.
We need less stupid
right here in the Queen City.
We need less stupid people like Mr. Gray. Yeah. Throughout your whole life, even if you don't smoke here, don't smoke in bed over and over again.
Did you hear about that 91-year-old guy that has collected about $800,000 in his basement, and he's been collecting money since the Big Depression?
And somebody ripped him off?
Yeah, and his maid took it all.
The tramp. He wants to wring their neck or something.
He had cash, gold coins, securities, and some spending money.
Yeah, $800,000 would count as spending money.
You know what he said? You know what his quote was?
I'd like to wring their neck.
Yeah.
Was that it?
I'd like to wring their necks.
I guess I would, too, if I ever amassed that kind of fortune and someone was pilfering it. Man, you're just zipping through these little news nuggets here.
Yeah, we're full of nuggets.
You've got them like 9 feet tall piled up over here. Now you're just zip-zapping right through. We got Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Yes, is Belinda a middle-aged Jordanian woman?
A middle-aged Jordanian woman?
Yes.
I think she's from the Queen City.
Oh, Beastie Boys rule.
Do they?
I guess he told us.
Well, he covered a lot of bases in that one quick call. That's what we need, guys who are concise and to the point. They don't screw around, just call you up, ask one question. Totally irrelevant, and then make a statement. Totally irrelevant. Perfect Chris and Rob late night talk show call. 6 minutes until 3 o'clock. Remember, 3 o'clock, we got Jimmy Carter right here at the Wave Studios. 749-1444 is the phone number. It's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show if you want to get in on this festival so far. Chris and Rob, what, your radio pals? Is that what we are today?
Yeah.
Chris and Rob, your radio pals. This is the Possum Show. We got James again. Is this the same James?
James, you're on the air?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
How much, man? How you guys doing now?
We're still doing marvelously.
I heard that. That's good.
Good to hear that you're good, to hear that we're good.
Yeah, all right.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
The Beastie Boys rule, right?
Yeah,
right.
They rule. All they survey.
Yeah, you going? At a concert?
What? Which concert's that?
Where? Hollapalooza.
Hollapalooza?
Yeah.
No, I might go to the Green Day show next month.
Come on.
You went to see Adrian Blue last week, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to Adrian Blue Friday.
Was he looking old?
He was weird.
He was wearing a tie like he was in the Knack or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was wearing this really skinny tie. I couldn't tell if it was leather or not. And... And someone said he looked like he was in Loverboy. I didn't hear the Knack. I heard Loverboy. Very skinny tie. He was really old. But, you know, he can play the guitar.
He's kind of from those days.
He can really play the guitar, though. What are we doing now? You're running around here like crazy still.
Well,
and I'm just, like, watching, sitting back watching you.
Kind of in one of them kind of late-night crazy moods, Rob.
Well, that's cool.
If I was a 14-year-old, cool. I might go out in my backyard, maybe run through some neighbors' yards, because I'm kind of crazy. I'm crazy. I'm in love. What can I say?
You're in love?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, this Sean, the Beastie Boys suck, man.
Well, everyone's got an opinion.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not real big on them either, but hey, some of my pals like them. It's all right. It's cool.
So does this curfew thing affect people that they're 17?
17 can stay out until midnight. 15 can stay out until 10 p.m.
That sucks, man.
How old are you?
17.
You're 17?
Yeah.
So you can stay out until midnight. I hope you're not calling us from a payphone somewhere. I hope you're at home.
Yep.
Are you at home?
Yeah.
Good
for
you.
What part of town is that?
Claremont County, Newtonsville.
Oh, well, you're not in Cincinnati. Who cares?
Oh, yeah, cool.
Don't worry about
you're
it.
You're all right.
I'm here with my friend Leroy.
Oh, cool. Tell Leroy we send our regards.
I ain't a dork.
He ain't a dork, he said.
Okay, well, you're right, Leroy. You ain't no dork.
I ain't no dork.
No way.
Cool, man.
Cool. All right, thanks for calling.
See you.
Later.
All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to call Jimmy Carter when we get back, so stay tuned.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life don't ever get interrupted. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense. God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy. Bye.